hard way, the case. I didn't mean to kill him, Dennis Twitchell moaned. It was an accident.
Manslaughter.
It was an accident. I just wanted to teach him a lesson. The young man was on trial for murdering his friend Arnie. It's always a guy named Arnie. Although the jury believed him and was sympathetic, they still felt obligated to return a verdict of involuntary manslaughter.
There you go.
The mystery. How did Dennis kill his friend? And what lesson had he been trying to teach?
Don't kill people.
I'm going to guess Arnie made fun of Dennis because Dennis's last name is Twitchell. And he was trying to teach him how not to be a bully.
What, and he had Tourette's? Is that... Wow. Is that where we're going with this? Edit.
Or let's see. Was Arnie an alcoholic?
No.
A drug addict?
Wow.
Wow. Here's not to do drugs. Let me do drugs in front of you.
Was it like a normal lesson and it just like kind of went south?
He's like,
it was something like not extreme.
Yes.
Did it have to do with some sort of, but did it end up being extreme?
Obviously. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, he died.
I imagine.
God, I can't wait to learn this lesson. I die in the end. It's like the least extreme thing.
I'm definitely never going to do that again.
I just imagine he goes.
The lesson you learn once.
Did it have anything to do with bull riding?
Did he wear a cowboy hat?
Unfortunately, no.
This is what not to do.
Was it actually a mistake?
Was it a mistake?
Yes. Kill him. Okay.
Yeah, he actually didn't mean to kill him. It just, whatever happened, got out of control.
Yes.
Was Arnie bad at something? Not like, okay, I'm trying to think, look at how to explain this. Okay, was he mean to about certain things?
Did he call a kid with no arms and an eye patch names?
No.
Why would you need to teach me a lesson? Like, was it like... a lesson like how to ride a bike, or was it a lesson like
how to ride a bike just shoves him off the bike?
Right. Like he was here's doing... a mountain. Have fun.
Or a this you shouldn't do it.
You shouldn't do this.
You shouldn't do this. Yes. So I'm gonna
okay. Then
sometimes they have that weird plan word sometimes. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, I don't want to. So it had to do with school.
Yes.
Teach him a lesson in school. Does it have to do with bullying?
No.
Does it have to do with girls?
No.
Schoolwork?
Yes.
Like homework?
No.
No. Work in school.
I mean, technically.
Was he not doing his schoolwork?
How could that get so extreme?
In a manner of speaking, yeah.
How does it get so extreme?
In a manner of yes and no.
Was he not paying attention in school?
You're gonna do it and you're gonna like it. Right, now, listen up, you're gonna pay attention.
Did he make him eat a pie?
He threw the book at him and it hit him in the head. It was a big book.
So did it literally have to do with doing like school work, like
yes.
lessons, like in like le- school lesson, like school, like math and English and.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Was it about math?
He just wasn't doing his schoolwork. Yeah.
Was he goofing off in class?
Irrelevant. Well, I mean, yes, and I'm sure.
He just wasn't paying attention in school.
Was he constantly getting in trouble in school?
No.
So he wasn't getting caught for whatever he was doing wasn't so bad that he got caught doing something.
Yes.
It was bad enough for his friend to kill him.
He got a paper cut so bad that he died.
Well, remember.
He bled out.
I didn't mean to kill him, Dennis Twitchell moaned. It was an accident. I just wanted to teach him a lesson.
Yeah, he got a really bad paper cut while he was doing the...
So he did something? He made him do something? Did he make him do something that was extreme? Was it intended to be extreme?
Did he have to do a speech?
No.
He died of what, anxiety?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He pulled his pants down in front of the whole...
Imagine water everybody's room. Naked.
Yeah.
He looked at the old language arts teacher.
Okay, what do we have to know?
How did Dennis kill his friend? And what lesson had he been trying to teach?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got the what
Does
lesson.
It matter what class it was? Or was it just all around, like, whatever he was doing all the time?
So we got the lesson part.
Was he sleeping in school? Sleeping in school.
No.
He's if like, that were true, here's how you wake up easily.
You're going to sleep for a long time now.
I'll teach you to sleep.
So that you can do it more. No, he's probably, he's just like, here's how you wake up.
So, like, did his teachers like him? Do we know?
Irrelevant.
Did his teachers even know that he was doing this thing?
No.
So no one knew but the friend.
Yes.
Was the friend bullshitting? Is the friend full of shit?
Was he doing what he was doing? Was he, whatever he was doing, was he doing it to his friend?
No.
Was he doing
it to somebody else?
No.
Was he getting bad grades?
It was all, it just had to do with him.
Was he doing it to himself?
He was getting good grades?
Yes.
He was doing too good in school.
You gotta slack a little.
Yeah.
Right. You're making the rest of us look bad.
Here's what you do.
They're grading on a curve, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you a curve.
Right. Yeah. So he was doing good in school.
So he did well in school. The teachers didn't know whatever he was doing that he was even doing it. The only person that seemed to know was Dennis.
I think
Dennis has a problem. I think the problem's more with Dennis.
Yeah.
Dennis is like, all right, now you're going
to
start
so slacking. So was he even going to school?
He was cheating.
Yes.
Oh.
He was a cheater.
Well, what kind of lesson did he teach? Did he?
He taught him not to cheat anymore. But, know, like, but, how does that go
how does
south
that
so bad?
Like,
yeah.
What do you do?
He's like, he cheated on his work.
Honestly, it's.
Nope. Don't do it.
No, the clues don't even matter anymore.
So was he cheating off of his friend?
No.
No, he was just cheating off of the smartest kid in class.
No,
he was just cheating off of.
Was he writing?
He was just cheating.
Was he right? Do we have to know how he was cheating?
It would help. Yes.
He was just cheating off of.
Was he writing stuff on his hands?
Yeah.
Or,
in a manner of speaking.
Or his body? Or
he cut his hands off.
Cut his hands off.
It was in his hand.
He cut it off his hand.
The paper
wrote.
Yes.
So the paper had the answers to all the questions he somehow knew that were going to be on there.
So then his friend was like, "Here, do this instead." In the piece of paper, and then
he made him eat the paper.
He made him cut off one of his. He made him cut.
He made him put the papers up his butt.
I thought the same thing.
Oh, he was the other way.
No. Okay. So it would be no and yes to what you said.
So did he ingest the cheat notes?
Did the friend just shove them down his throat?
No.
The friend just make him do it?
No.
Did he like say here?
Did he put it in his? Lunch sandwich.
Lunch sandwich specifically.
No.
Just the lunch sandwich.
Well, they only eat lunch at school.
So he ingested them.
Yes.
Did he know he was ingesting them?
Yes.
But he wasn't being forced to bite, like his friend wasn't shoving them down his throat, and he didn't do it to, he didn't feed
himself?
Was
it like a dare?
Say that again.
Okay. The first part was the friend didn't force them.
No.
But he didn't put them in his own mouth. Did he put the notes in his own mouth?
Yes.
Okay, so he put them in his own mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did he do it to hide the piece of paper and he just accidentally ingested it?
No. Yes to the first part.
Oh! Did Dennis do something to the paper?
Yes.
Thinking it would just make him sick?
Yes.
And it ended up killing him?
Yes.
Poison?
Was he allergic to whatever was on the paper?
Yes.
Was it peanut butter?
No. Well, no, that would make it taste good.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're not allergic to it. Oh, this tastes good. I'm all of a sudden not allergic to it.
I'm pretty sure he would have noticed when he put the freaking paper in his hand, like, wow, there's peanut butter all over my cheese. Maybe I shouldn't eat this if I'm allergic to peanut butter.
Well, he was already holding it, so.
I'm just saying, what you said still doesn't make
sense. So, he's allergic to whatever he put on the paper.
Yes.
And so, when he went to hide the paper,
what, did he think
he
was just going to poop it out in class?
So, do you have to know what he was allergic to?
It doesn't, it kind of says it, but you'll...
Say in the answer or in the story?
In the solution, in the story it says it.
But in the solution.
But the solution, it says it, but from what the question says, it's how did he kill him? And you got
okay,
that.
First
he
off.
Put something on the
first
paper.
First off.
Yeah, that poisoned him.
First off,
this
friend dumb, because how did you get it back out? What, you think someone's just going to do surgery on you halfway through?
No.
Nuts of some nut oil.
He probably just didn't know he was like so allergic to him that it was gonna kill him.
Well, he probably also didn't know that there was no way for it to come back.
Cat dander.
No.
I
call it. You guys got it.
Yeah, I think so.
Think you'll never. I mean.
All right, go ahead.
The story: Arnie was cheating on his high school tests. His method was to write out a tiny crib sheet and hide it in his palm during a test. When he was through using it, he would slip it into his mouth, chew it up, and swallow it. Without success, Dennis had often warned Arnie that cheating was wrong. One night before a test, Dennis secretly wet Arnie's crib sheet and rubbed white pepper into it, hoping that Arnie would finally develop a bad taste for cheating. Dun, dun, dun. Next day, when Arnie stuffed the peppered paper into his mouth, wow, that could be a tongue twister. Say that five times fast. Into his mouth, he had a severe allergic reaction to the pepper. He lost consciousness and was rushed to the hospital, but was dead on arrival.